and found they had shared several identical X chromosomes, meaning they had the same mother. If I wasn't in that database, this never would have happened, Alan says. It was meant to happen. However, one person apparently worked very hard to make sure that it never happened, their mother. Walter knew his mother's name was Genevieve K. Pakuli, but Alan's birth certificate lists his mother as Geraldine K. Parker. The identical initials in the name listed as Alan's mother led the men to believe that Genevieve had used a pseudonym when she gave Alan up for adoption. Alan also believes that his adoptive parents, the Robinsons, knew Genevieve was his birth mother and didn't tell him out of respect for her wishes. Neither brother knows why no one ever told them they were related, but they attribute it to the era, social norms, and turbulent times surrounding the attack on Pearl Harbor and the war, which was still being fought when both men were born. We don't know what transpired, but we have no bad feelings, Walter says. At the time, you had your own reasons why you did what you did. But they have gained much more than they lost. Thanks to their DNA test results and research by Cindy, they learned who their fathers were. Both were military men from the mainland who had been stationed in Hawaii. Those discoveries led to more. Walter found out that he has four more half-brothers and has since traveled to California to meet them in person. Alan has two half-sisters who plan on visiting him over the coming holiday season, and a half-brother. It's mind-boggling, Walter says. Now that their family searches have come to a close, Walter and Alan just want to make up for lost time. They had fallen out of touch after high school, and although they eventually reconnected, they still didn't see much of each other because they were busy raising their kids. If we had known sooner we were brothers, we would have been contacting each other all the time, Walter says. They are now. Both still live in Honolulu, about 5 miles apart, just like when they were kids. They talk on the phone weekly and go to lunch regularly. They're even planning to take a cruise together. Our mother lived to be 92, Walter says. We have a few more years, hopefully. We have good genes.